B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Oh, it's 1 o'clock across the Delaware Valley.
Well, happy Tuesday.
It's Cuz Radio with the Tunis hanging out. And yesterday, I want to get to some hoop talk because we didn't talk a lot of Sixer restart today. Yesterday was a lot of fun, man. We had Legs on. We had Jimmy Lynam on. And I really wanted to get a national opinion. And along with Legs, I wanted to see what the nation was thinking about the Sixers and how dangerous could the Sixers be in the restart. And I got my colleague at Fox Sports Radio is one of the greatest. I love him. They do a show called The Odd Couple. He has been covering the game at the highest level for a long time, knows all sports, but he's a great basketball mind. Along with Rob Parker, he is Chris Broussard on the Comcast Business Hotline. What's going on, Chris? What's up, brother?
What's up, man? It's always good to be on with you. How are you?
Good, buddy. You staying safe out there in L.A.?
Man, I'm in Jersey. I've been here since March.
Yeah.
Yeah. I travel to L.A. a lot for obviously during the season, but my home base is in New Jersey. So I've been here since March, man.
So, you got to be kidding me.
I'm in South Orange. You're probably familiar with that.
Yes, from our time. Cause, well, Chris and I were both working in New York. I was at the Post. He was at the Daily News, killing it, doing the whole thing. And the Times. And, oh, my God, dude. You're in Jersey. Oh, we got to hook up. I didn't even realize that. I'm in South Jersey now. I just moved there.
Are you in what, like, Cherry Hill?
Yeah, I'm in Malka Hill. We just left the city, and we're now in Malka Hill. So,
I can't believe
that. I didn't even want to stay in L.A., man. Where's Rob at? Is Rob in L.A.?
Rob's in L.A. Yeah.
That is great, man. You all right? How's your family? Everybody good?
We're good. Yep. One of my daughters went to Penn. She just graduated this year. So I got twins. They both graduated. One from Michigan, one from Penn. But
God bless you.
Graduations, you know.
God bless you, man. Penn and Michigan? Yeah. That's fantastic.
Yeah, I feel like I got a raise, man.
I guess so.
Like I got a new job.
No wonder why. You don't wonder why you're working so hard, man. My God.
Oh, man. Yeah. It ain't no joke, man. I'll tell you that.
I know.
But it's all good. We blessed. I've been tested for the virus. Don't have it. Nobody in my family's gotten it. So I'm good.
That's fantastic. God bless you, man. That's awesome. That's good news. And mine are 10-7, so I got a lot more work to do.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you do. God, I can't imagine, man.
And they're two boys.
You were homeschooling then.
Yeah.
At the end, you were homeschooling. Was your wife handling it?
I was doing my shit, too, you know. And they're crazy, those kids.
Yeah,
too.
That's woo.
You know, two boys.
And you only got a few more years. Like, once they get to about 13, I don't know that you can add much to their education, you know? I know that's how I would have been. Like, I got you to about 11 or 12,
dude. No, man, you're kidding me. You at the time, you're one of the smartest guys. Like, no, give me a break. Come on, man. That's awesome.
Man, they doing new math.
Yeah.
New math and all that. I don't even know how they do math anymore.
We were English guys, Chris. You know that.
Yeah, that's right. That's absolutely right.
So let me ask you, because I'm curious. I'm dying to hear what you think about the first, just the restart itself. And, you know, I know we got the news about Dallas of the MLS down there in Orlando, and they can't even go. They can't even play. The whole franchise is done. So I'm curious first what you think of the whole NBA bubble and, you know, the whole situation.
Well, this is obviously a complicated situation. I understand why the NBA is doing it, and let's just cut to the chase. It boils down to money.
Yep.
You know, now they're not, I'm not saying they're throwing their players to the wolves health-wise, because they're not, but this is about money on both sides. The league knows they need to make some money to save jobs, and, you know, so the salary cap doesn't plummet next year, and the players understand that too. And the players understand that if we don't play, the, you know, they got a collective bargaining agreement coming up. They understand the owners would probably take it out on them because they're going to, you know, the money would plummet for everybody. So they could really get the short end of the stick. I've covered two lockouts, and both of them, the players have gotten beaten. And so the players generally lose in these lockouts. So the player said, look, we need to play and make sure we can make the money we can make and keep the salary cap from just falling through the floor for the upcoming season. So there's that. I think they have a great plan. You know, I think they, under the circumstances, they got about the best plan you can have. You know, obviously players would love to be able to go home and stuff, but that would just heighten the chances of them getting the virus and passing it on to family members. I think with most players, because, look, there are players, I'm told, that really aren't that hyped about going back to play. Obviously, there are many that really are excited. Those that have a shot to win a title, they're really hyped to come back. But there are players that are ho-hum about it. They kind of got in off-season mode. They're concerned about the health issues. And they really don't want to go, but they're going anyway. So I just think that a lot of players are concerned, too, about not so much their health, although there's a little bit of that, but it's more so your family. Like, if you have little children, if you have an older parent, you know, who's more vulnerable. So I'm excited as a fan, you know, to watch it. And obviously we're all looking for sports to kind of restart. But, I've said this on our radio show. If what we did, and this goes for all the sports, but if what we did in March, where we shut down the league and then all the other leagues followed because Rudy Gobert tested positive and then the country went into a shutdown, if that was legitimate, and I say if because it's become so politicized, it's kind of hard to tell what's true and what's not. But if that was legitimate, then it seems like nobody should be playing.
Right.
You know, because, I mean, it's worse now. It's, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, yeah.
It's worse now and getting worse, especially down there in Florida. So, you know, like I said, the fan in me is excited to see it, but it does seem risky, man.
Yeah, it really does. I know. It does. And you know what's funny, though, to your point? It's like, you know, the fan inside you is hoping, everybody's praying, everybody's safe. And you're like, please, man, because we really need it. It's been a horrible 2020.
Oh, my gosh. From the very moment it started, it seems like it's been all types of tragedies. You're absolutely right. And there's no other way to put it. Horrible 2020. I mean, it's as simple as that. And like you said, we are, you know, looking forward to this. But I don't know. You just got to wait and see. And what I really hope, obviously you hope nobody gets ill and certainly nobody gets seriously ill. But the nightmare scenario for the leagues, particularly the NBA, is what if a LeBron or Giannis or somebody like, oh, so you got an Embiid and Ben Simmons or one of them gets the virus right in the middle of a playoff series. You know?
I know.
What if the Sixers get to the conference finals and one of your stars comes down with it? I mean, that is really just a nightmare scenario for the teams and for the league. So, hopefully nothing like that happens. Hopefully nobody gets it, or, you know, there's nothing serious, because it's obviously some people are going to get it, you would think. But so most players, thankfully, who have gotten it have been fine. You know what I mean? Although Rudy Gobert says his sense of smell is not back yet.
I know. How about that? And you saw Freddie Freeman from the Braves said he got hit with a ton of bricks.
Yeah. Von Miller had himself, too.
Yeah.
It took him, like, a few weeks to get over. So, yeah, you just don't know. And that's the thing, man. It's such an unknown. And there's talk that it's morphing and it's changing and mutating. And so, I don't know, man. You just, like you said, you just got to pray that everything works out, that the players are healthy. And in both, you know, obviously you got a few guys pulling out in the NBA. But baseball, it seems like you got more guys pulling out in baseball.
I know, man. It's crazy.
You know?
I know. And I don't know how you're going to jump on planes and hotels and the whole thing.
That's the thing about baseball. Yeah. Even though it's outdoors, which makes it better than the NBA, they're going to be going home. Like you said, they're going to be interacting in the public to some degree. And that makes it a lot different. I guess the NBA bubble is, like I said, they've done a good job considering everything, but it still may not be enough.
We're talking to Chris Broussard, one of the greats, Fox Sports Radio, my colleague. You got him on FS1. He's tremendous, great. The triple threat, writer, broadcaster, TV personality, you do it all. Author. I got to ask you, when we talk about the Sixers, and you've been covering the league a long time. When you look at them, we're hoping that they're obviously a dangerous team. How do you kind of look at them with all the stuff going on, no home court, knowing that they're the longest team in the league and they're kind of built for 16? What's your take on them?
You know, I picked, I don't know if you remember, I picked the Sixers before the season to get to the finals.
I remember.
And I've been disappointed, as I'm sure many Sixers fans have. I mean, obviously they haven't been terrible, but they certainly underachieved. It's interesting you talk about the home court or that. I don't know if that's going to be a positive for them or a negative.
Yeah.
Because obviously they're horrible on the road. They got the worst record of any of the playoff teams on the road, and they're tremendous at home. So I don't know if Orlando will be more like a road situation for them and they're bad, or if it's because they're stable, they're not moving around, if it's more like a home situation. So, here's my general take on the Sixers. I love the talent. You can certainly argue they're the most talented team in the Eastern Conference. I don't think they're mentally strong and mature yet. I think the home a road disparity is a sign of that. I don't think Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons have yet figured out how to play their best together. And I put that, you got to put that on Brett Brown.
Yeah.
That's his job to do it. So to have them be away for 3 months and now they're coming back, I don't think the chemistry between those two is going to get better. So I don't think they'll win the East. Again, you always give them a puncher's chance because Embiid is so good and Simmons is so good. And they obviously have talent around those guys. But my concerns about their mentality, those are the biggest concerns I have. Now, I've actually wondered what has Joel been doing during this break?
So
you know, just with who he is.
Yes.
Yeah, like his I mean, everything he's shown us in the past, you would think he's sitting there getting out of shape, eating all types of mess. Now, I've heard that his diet is much better. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the reports are saying he's in good shape. Ben Simmons, you know, I've talked about being in good shape. So if Joel is truly in good shape, that's huge. You would figure his health is a little better. Ben obviously has said his health is much better. But what I need to see from Ben, I see the pictures of him looking like a tight end working out in the weight room. I need to see photos and videos of jump shots. That's what I want to see. Are he? Here's the thing, and this, I don't know if you want me to go this far.
No, go, please.
This would be what I would do with the Sixers. If they go out this year, say in the second round, I would get rid of Brett Brown. I would bring in a coach that I believe could have the best chance of really maximizing Embiid and Simmons together. Okay, now for me, that would be like a Mark Jackson. You know, I don't know if Elton Brand would go that way, but that's how I would look at it. But I bring in a new coach, give them one season, see what it looks like, see if I can get those two to really play their best together. And if not, if after next season it's still the same old disappointment, underachievement, they go out in the second round or something like that, then honestly, I think I would move on from Embiid. And I would build my team around Simmons. Yep, as much as I like him, and he's arguably the best center in the league, Simmons, when you've seen it, when Embiid's not there, Simmons is like another player.
Listen, I think Simmons.
And for today's NBA, right?
Yeah.
Today's NBA, he would be like a turbocharged. Well, no, I was going to say Draymond Green. He would be, you could play him like the Bucks play Giannis.
Yes.
He
yes.
can bring the ball up, yes. he can post, and you just put shooters around him, and I think you could do something with that. So that will be my long-term prognosis for them.
Well, listen, we're talking to Chris Broussard on the Comcast Business Hotline. I agree with you in that if you had to put it, if I had to split them up, I'm choosing Ben because you're right. Ben is more like Giannis, right? And I think Ben's game grows.
Right.
Like, I still believe that Ben develops some sort of mid-range game where he's not going to be afraid to shoot the ball. And again, I'm not asking
right.
for threes.
At some point, it'll come.
It will.
Right.
He's a top. I always still look at it. He's a top five player in the league someday. Like, I would bet on that.
No, I mean, look, the ability is clearly there. I think he may be more likely to shoot threes eventually than the mid-range, just because people frown so much on the mid-range nowadays. But like you said, all he's got to do is take a few. If he shoots 30%, but is shooting it, you know, with some degree of frequency, that's huge. And it's just more, you know, obviously it's not as much of a big man's game anymore. That's why I would choose Simmons over Embiid.
Yeah.
Now, with those two together, it frustrates me to no end when I see Embiid, and this happens a lot in fourth quarters, when Embiid is out at the three-point line playing like he's 6'3" instead of 7 feet tall. And I get it because to keep them on the floor together, they put Simmons down low so teams will guard him, and then they need spacing so Embiid moves out. But it just nullifies his greatest advantage, which is his inside dominance.
It's funny.
So
that's the people here say the same thing. We've had this. Go down low, post up.
It's so that's why, like I said, if Brett can't get it done this year, and again, you give him a puncher's chance. But I think you got to move on if it's disappointing come playoff time.
Yeah, and we love it. And listen, justice would say, if there was sports justice, such a thing, Brett would win it because he's a great dude. And
he's
know that.
He's a great guy.
Yeah.
He's a great guy, yep.
Yeah, but, you know, listen.
And I'm pulling for him. I mean, I
know
I
you
hope
are.
He does. They do figure it out. But and look, I think for them, obviously they're right there with Indiana as the 5th and 6th seed. You want to get to 5. You know, I don't think you want, I mean, who knows how things will play out, but I don't think you want necessarily Boston in the first round. I know they played well against Boston this year, but, you know, Boston's a team that's going to be well coached, disciplined. I think they're going to come back and play well. Obviously, Miami's tough too, but you guys, you know,
can
beat Miami. Yeah.
So, that Miami, it's funny because Miami scares me more than Boston because I think the Sixers match up against Boston. They frustrate Kemba because of their length. But Miami, they go into that zone and it messes with them. And then you got the Jimmy factor. Jimmy.
Yeah,
Jimmy's a nasty dude.
He's coming for the jugular.
Yes.
He is coming for the jugular. There's no doubt about that. There's no doubt about that.
Exactly.
It's going to be fun, though. It's going to be fun.
It's going to be a blast. I'm so glad to connect with you. I'm so glad you're close by, man. We got to hook up.
Hey, when we're able to, let's hook up, grab lunch or something like that.
I would love
it. Dinner. I mean, we'll work it out because our schedules are kind of different.
Yeah.
But we'll work something out, man.
That sounds good, brother. Be safe, all right? Best of your family.
All right, brother. You too. Thanks, man.
Thanks, man. There he is, Chris Broussard, my colleague at Fox Sports Radio. Terrific guy and a great basketball guy. Always fun to talk to Chris. I like to get other people's opinions on what the Sixers are. I'm glad he said that he's not of the I want to split up Embiid and Simmons. Because that's been a whole big thing, Andrew. Every time you talk to anybody, any pundit in the league, it's about splitting those two up.
Yeah, and it feels like we had Chris Mannix on a few weeks ago, right? And he said, I don't want to do it, but you have to strongly consider, right? It's always consider.
It's like, no, I don't want to move on from Embiid. I love Embiid, all right? I think Embiid is a terrific. I love him. I do. And I still think at some point he's going to get it, and he's going to be as dominant as he can be.
Yeah.
I do. I call me an optimist.
He's just got to find it in his heart and mentally, right? I mean, Embiid admitted that he's not going to show up to some games, and that's a problem. I get it, but you don't want to hear from your star player, yeah, I'll show up some games where I think I need to. I get it, load management and not going 100% every single time you play, but if you're going to play 60 games, I kind of want you to play close to 100% in all those 60 games. You don't want to play 100% against the Knicks? Then you know what? Then don't play against the Knicks. Use that as one of your load management days. That's all.
Yes.
But Kawhi does.
Exactly. All right. Coming up next, what do we got, Andrew?
Well, Cuzzo trivia, man.
Oh, and you're the question master.
Yes, this is going to be interesting.
Where's our theme?
Well, I brought it up earlier.
Colleges?
No, it's going to be baseball. It's going to be baseball because the schedule came out yesterday. But I mentioned a certain pitcher who was the opening day starter for the Phillies a couple years ago. It's going to be opening day starters.
Oh, I love it.
We're going to go back to 1980. We're not going to go back to 1940.
Right.
Starting pitchers since 1980, opening day starters.
I love it, brother. I love it. All right, some Cuzzo 4-for-4 trivia is coming up next. And then we'll get back to your phone call, 610-632-0975. It's Cuzz Radio. With the Tunis right here, 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
.128 Right here, Cuzz Radio with the Tunis. Time to play a little Cuzzo 4-for-4 trivia, which we like to do. We're going to be doing Tuesdays and Thursdays this week. Probably do one tomorrow, as I'm off on Thursday and Friday this week. So, little Cuzzo trivia. We need two contestants. 215-263-0975. 215-263-0975 is how you join us on the Cuzzo trivia line. All right, and here's the deal. We will give you, you'll each face off. You'll get five frames, like five innings. You'll play, and whoever can get the most points, every correct answer is 1 point, will square you guys off. You guys will play, and the winner gets a $25 Primo's gift card. So we'll do the Cuzzo match of the day, and it will be Phillies opening day starters. All right? That will be your category. We had the jersey numbers last time. We will do the opening day starters this time. And if you win, whoever wins, you will get a nice $25 Primo's gift card.
Sounds good to me.
Not just a hoagie. It's a Primo.
That's of course, in the spirit of baseball, because the Phillies schedule was out yesterday. We did a Phillies playback today, and the playback was brought to you by
some tough ones here, cuz
American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Look, visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer in your area today.
Look at this. Oh, what is outrageous? Just the names are getting me excited.
We got our contestants.
I didn't know this one. In fact, oh, that's outrageous. A couple of these I didn't know. And I'm actually stunned by the choice.
Couple of bad
right?
years.
All right. Let's introduce our guests, our contestants today, Scott and Warminster. Hello, Scott.
Hello, guys. How are you?
What's up, my brother? How you feeling?
Smelling a win here.
There you go, bud. There you go. I like it. And I want you to meet your contestant today from the Fighting Barrow of Boyertown, Brian. What's up, Brian?
What's going on, fellas?
Hey, Phil, man. You ready to go?
Not too bad. Let's see how this goes.
All right. I like it. I like it. All right. Scotty, I want you to call it in the air. Tunis has it. Call it now.
Yeah, it's the official penny. Tails, here we go. Tails is in the air. It is Tails.
Oh, look at this.
Tails never fails.
All right. You want to go second, my guess is, right?
That is correct.
All right. There we go. Scott's got last ups. Brian, here you go, buddy. Who, since 1980... what Phillies pitcher has the most opening day starts?
Ooh.
Since 1980.
Oh, boy. I'm only 30, so I don't go back that far.
Yeah, but he's a name you should know.
I'm going to have to go with... I'm going to go with Hamels.
Cole Hamels is incorrect for the steal, Scott.
I got to go lefty.
Lefty is correct. Scott, he comes out with a steal. Oh, that's big to come out with a steal, Tunis. Right off the bat? Are you kidding me? Look at that. All right. I thought that was a layup, Bri. I know you're only 30, but I figured you would know that.
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't even know who that is.
Steve Carlton?
Oh, Carlton? Oh,
what?
Oh,
bro.
Wrong.
All right.
I must have heard
that's
it wrong.
A violation.
We got to school you, cuz. Come on, man.
No, I must have heard it wrong. I didn't hear Steve Carlton.
He said Lefty. Lefty was his nickname. Everybody knows Lefty is Steve Carlton. All right, we got to school you up here. All right, I asked, and I thought this would be fair, because I asked Bri who had the most opening day starts for the Phillies since 1980. Who had the second most, Scott?
Second most, I'll go Hamels.
Hamels is incorrect. Now it's your turn for the steal, Brian.
Oh, is it recent? I'm going to go with...
Come on, Bri. Three.
Hello?
Oh, Bri.
Oh, man, we lost him.
Oh, my God. He's out. What happened? Scotty dropped off, man.
TKO.
TKO. Oh, my God. That's great. He evaporated. Oh, my God.
That's a huge loss.
We're going to have to call the game. I'll tell you what. You want to give him the minute to call back? Brian, if you're charging your phone or whatever, you can call us back. We'll give you a minute. It's like a rain delay.
I think he got cold feet, to be honest.
You think he got cold feet?
I think he got cold feet. You know who Lefty was.
I don't know. He's calling back now.
You know who Lefty was.
All right. Well, maybe, you know, I don't know. Maybe not. I don't know. Is that him right here? Vet this call, because we got a call or a call back right now. Scotty, you're up 1-0, and now he's gone. Is that it, Andrew?
I guess that's it.
So he bailed?
He got cold feet. I'm disappointed, Ryan.
He got to the third rope, and he just
flopped
down.
Now let's ring it again. We'll give it one more shot if that's him or not. Or you want to take a filling? It's probably not fair. Now, if it's him.
It looks like it's him.
It's him? Put him back on. We thought you got cold feet, Bri. What happened?
My phone zapped out.
Oh, okay, good. All right, good. I was worried about you.
So it's out when he was Googling the answer.
Yeah, don't. You can't do that. We're not going to allow you to steal because you would have ample time to know.
Yeah. That's completely fine.
You know, so that's it's Kurt Schilling is the answer, by the way.
I wouldn't have went with that anyway.
I like your honesty, bro. Yeah, I do. I mean, all right, so
we have to give him a point for that.
All right, so after the first inning, Scotty holds a 1-0 lead. Now, give me this question. Here you go, Bri. Who was the Phillies' opening day starter before Aaron Nola? He started in 2016 and 2017.
Before Aaron Nola.
Yes.
That wasn't Hellickson, was it?
That's correct!
Oh, yes.
Jeremy Hellickson is correct. Hellickson started in 2016 and 2017.
What a bum.
Nola started in 18 and 19. All right. Scotty, who started in 2015 for the Phillies?
Started in 15. Hellickson.
Five, four, three.
Hamels,
correct. Cole Hamels is correct. It's 2-1. Scott comes back. It's starting to get hot. I like it. All right. Now let me give you this one. Who was the Phillies' opening day starter in 2008, Brian?
2008. Is it me, Brian?
Yeah, it's Brian's turn.
I'm going to go with that. Who's the dude that had the long at bat? Brett Myers.
Brett Myers is correct. 2-2. Are you ready?
Yep, I'm ready.
Here we go. Wait a second. Hey, tell me my ear, Andrew. I can't read that and process this at the same time. Are you ready? Here we go. Give me this one, my boys. Scotty, who started opening day in 2009 for the Phillies? This is an interesting one.
The year after the World Series.
Yes.
2009?
Yes.
Myers started. What would be? Brett Myers.
Yes! Correct! Yes!
Yeah!
3-2!
This guy's an incredible Googler.
Yeah, I, you know, listen. I want to take you guys at face value, man. No Googles, all right? And Andrew's got the clock in there. So we got 5 seconds. All right, here we go. Now, where we at? Brian, who started in 2010 right now?
I have, that was after the World Series 2000. Roy Halladay, would it have been?
Roy Halladay, correct.
Yes!
It's now 3-3, bottom of the fourth. We were talking about Brett Myers, and Brett Myers started for the Phillies 07, 08, 09. This guy started for the Phillies in 05 and 06. Who was it, Scott?
Weber.
John Lieber is correct. Alright, Brian, who started opening day in 2000? Came right after Kurt Schilling had started three straight from 97 through 99. Who was it?
I'm going to be honest with you. I was probably like 10 then, so I have no idea.
Can you steal for the win?
I do know this. I played golf with the guy. That was Ashby.
That's correct. Andy Ashby for the victory.
Amazing Google knowledge.
Nope. I played Philmont Country Club with that guy.
Yeah, I can't.
My next door neighbor, too.
Bro, you really think, come on, we got to take it for face value. Come on, brother.
Nah, it's all good, brother.
All right, good man. Brian, thanks, buddy. I appreciate it. I believe that you were being real, Scotty. And hey, I do believe.
I got the window. Here to the air. I'm coming back with my son from golf. We're driving down 202 in Jersey, and I'm driving. I should be on hands free, but I'm not.
Either way, Scotty, I loved it. You were great, and you're a lot of fun. And I'm glad you won. And you take that Primo's gift card, $25 for one of the little Cuzzo trivia action, and the Phillies opening day starts. Great job there, Scott. We appreciate it. And don't forget, as always, it's not just a hoagie, it's a Primo. Go to primohoagies.com, and Primo's is open and give you some delicious hoagies for lunch and dinner and all your treats. All right, Tunis, what'd you think?
It was a great round.
I thought it was good, man.
A couple steals here and there.
Yeah.
Went to the final inning.
Even Nikki on the text board, barn burner today. He goes, that's a barn
that was
burner.
A good round.
Right? That's incredible.
So out of the three times we've played it, the first and third have been tightly contested.
Tremendous. Absolutely tremendous. Fun. Some good Cuzzo trivia action going on. All right, let's get back to the phone lines. A lot of people hanging. I want to get to everybody straight ahead. Let's go to Jason. Don't forget Mike Missanelli coming up at 2 o'clock. Jason, Cherry Hill, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jace.
Hey, can you guys hear me? I'm having all of a sudden my phone's going crazy.
Yeah, I got you, buddy.
Listen, I don't know if you can hear me or not, but listen, Ant, just wanted to wish you guys a better 2020. I know it's been a tough year for everybody. So,
Thank you, Jace.
At least I could say that. It was great to hear Chris Broussard talking about Sixers and Embiid and Simmons. That was very interesting. I still think that, you know, obviously with the virus, things are very up in the air, and I hope that they can figure out a way to play. But if they can't, then, you know, we just got to pray for a resolution to normalcy as soon as possible. That's my message to you.
There you go. It's a good message, Jason. Thank you. If you're listening there, thank you. That is a good message. Black Gritty, my man, BG in Glassboro. What's going on, BG?
Man, I'm in these streets, dog, and, you know, I just was calling because, you know, DeSean Jackson, I love the dude personally. I was so sad when he left. But, you know, being a black guy and not speaking for all black people, this is that dumb stuff of back in the day where it's like, oh, Jews messed up Motown. They stole everybody's money. And then some guy goes on YouTube and starts trying to learn. You know, I read the Torah. I read the Quran. I read the Bible. I'm not religious. I go to Passover to learn. If you didn't know, Egypt had Jewish slaves, and guess what? Egypt is Africa, so those are Africans that had slaves too, bro. Like, he needs to fully educate himself. His apology was absolute trash, and I don't appreciate it. He's going to have to do better. Not only that, he's going to have to put his money where his mouth is going forward. Same way we try to hold people accountable with these Black Lives Matter and all this kind of stuff. He needs to be educated, and he needs, going forward, to have a system in place where he learns from his mistake. Personally, I don't want to get rid of him because we didn't get rid of Riley Cooper, and I forgave him. So if he's willing to do the work, I'll forgive him too, because that's just how I am. So I just want him to hear people like me and everybody else calling the station that he needs to fully understand his mistake, because there's no room for it. Nazis lost for a reason. Nazis are evil for a reason, period, point blank. Same way the Klan is evil for a reason. There's no redemption of that, except for when they want to change their heart. There's a guy who goes out and goes to meet Klan members, and he's changed the hearts of 200 Klan members who are no longer in the Klan. So I believe in redemption, and I hope that man seeks that redemption and puts it forth in the streets so we can see it, brother, because that's what we need. He needs to be educated. He needs to change his heart and his mind on that subject, and probably other ones too that we don't know about. But great show.
Wait, let me tell you something. Black Gritty, you never disappoint, BG. You never disappoint.
I appreciate you, brother.
No, I love the way you think.
Yeah, a quick plug for myself. BlackGritty.com takes you to my Twitter for anybody who wants to follow you, boy, in these streets. You know, I took a hiatus from my podcast. You've been killing it in these streets. I can't talk sports the way you've been talking these last 3 months. So when sports comes back, I'm going to get back on my giddy up.
Please.
I had to take a break, brother. You're out here killing it in these streets. I appreciate you. And again, pray for change and hope and heart. And the Eagles organization has done this before where they wrapped their arms around someone who blatantly did something they shouldn't have done and given them a chance to redeem themselves. And I hope that they give him a chance if he proves that he deserves that chance. So fly, Eagles, fly. Love you, brother. Great
show. You're the man, BG. Thanks, buddy. We appreciate it. Rabbi Chaim. Rabbi, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, Ann, how are you?
How
love
you
your passion, your energy. You're one. No one else is like you on the radio. We love listening to you. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thank you, Rabbi. Welcome, my friend.
Thank you. You know, usually I sit tight, listen to what you got to say about sports and things like that, and I appreciate that, but I couldn't hold myself back today.
Yes, I understand. I completely get it.
Yeah, so actually I was heading into the car with my brother, we're going out, and I turned to him, I'm like, hey, I hope they're talking about this on the radio because I feel it's an important topic.
And we have been for a while. We started most of the show was about this very topic.
And I respect that. And we appreciate it as Jewish Philadelphians. And when you have our back, we know Philly has our back. So thank you for that. Just, you know, like a couple thoughts, if you don't mind, if I
please,
share something.
No, please.
Yeah. So, listen, after coming after Black Gritty, I mean, I got big shoes to fill. I mean, he hit it on the ball. But listen, it's just important to understand that he created, and you know, Deshaun has a platform where, yeah, well, I mean, we all agree. No one's disagreeing what he said was wrong. I think that's the common theme amongst Philadelphians. But, you know, at the end of the day, it did bring darkness. It brought darkness on the Jewish community. And I was always taught growing up that a little bit of light, you know, takes away and expels a lot of darkness. You know, words are powerful, but actions is what changes the world. And, you know, with one small action and one small thing, we can make a big difference in this world. And like Finn mentioned many times, you know, he shared this post, 1.4 million followers. Kevin Durant liked this post. And the platform that they created where now they have the opportunity to share positivity. Racism doesn't know colors. It doesn't know religion. Hatred is hatred. And what is important is that we all understand that as a people, we come from Philadelphia, where liberty was created in this country. And we have to value that as people. And to take that every person is created equally, no matter how they look, how they feel. And what's important is that, you know, we love
who they pray for. That's exactly who they pray to. That's exactly right, Rabbi. Unity, Rabbi. Yeah. I mean, that's something that I'm sure that you preach on a daily basis.
Listen, I try daily.
I know.
But listen, I do feel it's important that it's not just the apology, but you know, there's a good leadership in the Philadelphia Eagles organization. I feel like they'll take him under his wing. And I don't think he should be cut. I don't think he should be fired. But on the other hand, I don't think he should just take the education for himself. It's an education that he has to share with everyone else. And he went through it, and he has to share the importance of bringing light into the community as opposed to picking someone else up by putting other people down.
Well, I got to tell you, it's a beautiful sentiment, Rabbi. It's beautiful. God bless you, my man. God bless you. I hope you call again soon.
God bless you, Anthony. God bless America. I love you.
See you, buddy. Let's go to Frankie in Westchester. Frank, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Frankie!
My man, I can promise you my sentiments won't be as beautiful, but those last two calls were spot on.
Yep.
So
I'm proud of those last two calls. Yep.
Yeah, really, really. When's our surreal society going to espouse goodness and not hatred, you know? At some point, it's crazy. And D-Jack, I know he apologized, but I'm sorry, man. That's reprehensible. You know I blame for everything? That Bhutan Eve who ate the forbidden fruit, you know? Who would have it? Hey,
you never fail to lighten the mood and give us a chuckle, Frankie.
Thank you, because I wasn't sure whether to do that, but yes. And since our country is, going back to DJ, since our country is going awry, I believe I personally have exuded empathy more than ever, because it is truly, empathy to me is a real part of society. Anyway, I mean, I was going to get into my Sixer resume, but you probably don't have time.
Go ahead. We got to tell you. Listen, you give me your Sixer resume from yesterday. Oh, it's always great to hear from you, Frankie. Come on. You know that. You're family.
Oh, man. By the way, after I've done my resume, you're going to hire me, like, right on. Straight up. So, I went to grade school with Chris Ramsey, whose dad, Jack Ramsey, coached the Sixers back in the 60s. I got to meet, and Wilt was just gone.
Dr. Chris? Remember Dr. Jack. That was his father's name.
That's right. What a coach he was, man. So, they'd bring me to games. I met Hal Greer, Wally Jones, Bruce Jackson stood up to shake my hand, and he kept getting higher and higher. It looked like a building with legs. I checked his back for a license plate. He was the size of a truck. Went through Mad Dog, the Bad Sixers, but they had Mad Dog, and who was great. They get Dr. J. Back then, ABA was on TV. I saw this guy play. If he were at NBA his whole career, he may be top 10. But then fast forward, Charles stayed on. Love Charles. Charles went to Phoenix. Some dark years. Then I got season tickets when AI. My girls had a crush on AI. It was a little frightening at the time, but, got season tickets then and now. This team now, to me, is second to the 83 team. I know you like them more, but I'm sorry, the 80. No, 83.
83, yeah. Yes.
So it's a long resume, but that's what I got.
That sounds good. That sounds good. I know that you have a good resume. I know that. You're good. You're a strong Sixer man, Frankie. We appreciate it, buddy.
Hey, before you let me go, I'm thinking of God Boots in his heat. He must be miserable.
Yeah, no, the Gucci's all right. He's a trooper. Gagoots is a sheep doodle who's bigger than me. Yeah, he's a monster.
Well, you guys are troopers, and Andrew loved your wife.
Thank you, Frankie. Take it easy, buddy. Let's conclude with Mike in South Philly. Mikey, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, to me, the biggest thing is not the fact that he obviously quoted a guy that gassed innocent people, but it's the fact that we saw Andy Reid go 4-12 in his final year with DeSean Jackson, and Chip Kelly had a little bit of success, but everyone bashed Chip Kelly for, how can you get rid of DeSean Jackson? And 2 years later...
I don't know where you're going. You zotzed out. And maybe you zotzed out for a reason. I don't know. Whatever. That's just kind of par for the course. But everybody, thank you. It was excellent stuff today. Discussing a very serious subject. And I thought everybody came in strong. I thought it was a good day of dialogue. And we enjoyed our little respite with Larry Boa, Andrew.
Yeah, Larry was great. Larry was fantastic. It was great hearing baseball talk.
Oh my God,
you have no idea.
You're so giddy gritty.
I was pretty happy today.
Giddy giddy. Look.
Nice smile on my face.
I know you were. You were so excited. You just saw him. He was like a kid.
I'm going to grab my glove when I get home. Just look at it.
Did you oil it up before?
No. Oh, man, I leave it in my car. It gets hot. Naturally.
Oh, I gotta go throw the little guy. Little guy needs to get his eye right. Little guy needs to get his eye on point.
All right.
You know what I mean?
Take some practice.
Yeah. Well, here it is. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. Remember, unity, unity, unity. All right. Love one another, please. Thanks. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a great day. Stay tuned for Mikey Miss next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.